we shall continue with our study on Galatians.
继续来查考, 加拉太书,
just now we talk about the church and the promised church of God.
刚才我们讲到神应许的教会,
so the church, our church was born according to the promise.
所以这间教会就是照着应许而生的。
Now obviously some of us may ask these questions.
可能我们有些人会问这个问题,
are you saying that God is so cruel to reject all the other churches?
神是不是这么残忍呢? 来去否决就是不接受别的那些教派?
You know, this question can be very powerful. It can shake the heart.
这个问题可以成为很有能力能够使我们心动摇。
I think when we talk about compassion, it can touch the hearts of many.
当我们讲到要有怜悯的时候，我们可以就是说感动很多人的心。
But we need to understand that this is the will of the Lord.
但是我们明白这是神的旨意。
We first read Genesis.
我们来看加拉太书，不是创世纪。
Genesis chapter 21.
创世纪的21章。
Chapter 21, we read verse 10. Yeah?
我们看第十节。
Therefore she said to Abraham, cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, namely with Isaac.
就对亚伯兰说，你把这使女和他儿子赶出去，因为这使女的儿子不可以我儿子以撒一同承受产业。
At that time, Abraham was very distressed.
因为当时亚伯兰是非常的难过。
We read verse 12.
我们看第十二节,
but God said to Abraham, do not let it be displeasing in your sight because of the lad or because of your bondwoman. Whatever Sarah has said to you, listen to her voice, for in Isaac your seed shall be called.
神对亚伯兰说，你不必为这孩童和你的使女忧愁，凡撒拉对你说的话，你都该听从，因为从以撒生的。
We see that the reasons given for rejecting this Hagar is quite unique.
Hagar and her son is quite unique. It's like something
prophetic in nature. Yeah.
可以说是一种预言性的一种表现。
Now we turn back to Galatians chapter 4.
我们看回加拉太书的第四章。
Galatians chapter 4, we read verse 4:30. 4章的30节。 Nevertheless, what does the scripture say? Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman.
然而经上是这么说呢，是说把使女和她儿子赶出去，因为使女的儿子不可以自主妇人的儿子同受产业。
Verse 31.
31节.
So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free.
所以弟兄们这样看来，我们不是使你的儿女，乃是自主妇人的儿女。
So here we cannot say that God is cruel.
所以我们不可以这样说神是残忍的。
Here we are talking about God's promise.
这里是讲到神的应许。
Today we thank God we are of the free woman.
今天我们感谢神，我们是从这个自主的妇女而来的。
We are born according to the promise of God.
我们的生出来是照着神的应许。
Because we have received the Holy Spirit.
因为我们得了神的圣灵。
All the other churches.
别的教派。
If they believe in what we preach.
如果相信我们所传的。
They can also come under this promise of the Lord.
他们也可以进入这个 基督的应许。
This is the way that God has specified long time ago, even in the time of Abraham.
神的这样的这个方式已经甚至在亚伯拉罕的时候已经讲明了。
It has already been fixed.
已经那时候已经有了。
That is the mind of God. We cannot change it.
那是神的就是意念，我们不能够改变。
Because here we are talking about God's promise. God's promise. It's not talking about God's compassion.
因为我们这里是讲到神的应许，不是讲说神的怜悯。
So to receive the compassion of God, no problem, come under this promise.
你要得到真正得到神的怜悯是没有问题的，进入神的应许吧。
Today this church here is born according to is according to the promise of God.
所以今天这间教会就是照着神的应许而生的。
Not just that, I want you to pay attention to one more point.
我们再来看另外一点。
You know when Isaac was born, yeah?
我们知道当以撒出生的时候
What did Ishmael do?
以斯玛利做了什么？
Return to Genesis again.
我们再看回创世纪。
Genesis chapter 21.
我们看回21章。
Genesis chapter 21.
21章。
We read verse 6.、Eh?
我们看第六节。
Not long after this Isaac was born.
在以撒生出生不久之后。
Where is it? He laughed. Verse what? Verse 9, yeah? Yeah, verse 9.
第九节。
And Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, whom she had borne to Abraham, scoffing.
当时撒拉看见埃及人夏甲给亚伯拉罕所生的儿子嬉笑。
It's a sign of mockery.
可以说就是一种嘲笑。
And when you read Galatians,
当我们读加拉太书的时候
What did Paul say?
保罗怎么说呢
We read chapter 3 verse 29
三章的二十九节
Galatians chapter 3 verse 29
三章的二十九节
But as he who was born according to the flesh then persecuted him who was born according to the spirit even so it is now
你们既属乎基督就是四章的二十九节当时那按着血气生的必过了那按着圣灵生的现在也是这样
So we find that this Hagar and the child show no respect to the promise of God
所以你发现到当时夏甲和他的儿子对就是撒拉所生的神的应许的这个儿子是不尊敬的
And in verse 29 here chapter 4 here it says Paul said that he persecuted the one who born according to the spirit
根据保罗这里说当时那按着血气生的是必过了那按着圣灵生的
So our attitude should be this
所以我们的态度应该是这样
Today we go out to preach
我们出去传福音
Because we love believers from other churches
我们是来爱那些别的教派的基督徒
We hope that they can come under this promise of God
所以我们希望他们进入这个神的应许当中
But sometimes we see that they reject us
有时候他们却不来去接受
Simply because they despise what we preach
因为他们在嘲笑我们所传的
When they look at us, they say, your church is so small
当他看到我们的时候他们说你的教会这么小
Like in some places, majority of the members are Chinese
比如说有些地方那大部分的信徒都是就是华侨
How can this be? How can the church of God
怎么知道
only consists of one race
比如说只有一个种族的人在里面怎么可能是基督的教派呢
They despise and they reject
所以他们就开始嘲笑他们就看不起
So in the light of God's promise
所以从神的这个应许的眼光来看
if they do not repent and do not change
如果他们不悔改来去改变
obviously they would be cast outside just like Hagar and her son were cast out
最终他们就会被赶出去就好像夏甲跟他儿子一样
so it's important for us to be compassionate to others
对别人我们是很重要要有怜悯的心
but we must not use our compassion to question God
我们不要用我们所谓灵敏的心来去责问神
When you look at what God has done to Hagar and Ishmael
当我们看到神怎么对夏甲跟以斯玛利
Can we say that God was unfair?
你可以不可以说神是不公平的呢
No
不可以
Because God was doing it in the light of his promise
因为神是照着他的应许来去做事情
This is one of the points that I want to raise and share with you
这是我要跟大家分享的一点
Now we come to chapter 5
我们看第五章
We come to chapter 5
第五章
Now there are some important teachings here I don't think we can finish them today
这里有些重要的教训可能今天讲不完
Again we find that the word spirit is mentioned scattered all over this chapter
所以你发觉到这个圣灵神的灵是在这一章很常提到的
Now what I want to talk about here is the fulfillment of the law
我要讲这个律法的成全
We read chapter 5 verse 14
五章的十四节
Chapter 5 verse 14
五章的十四节。
For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
因为全律法都包在爱人如己这一句话之内。
You shall love your neighbor as yourself.
要爱人如己。
Today we thank God because we have been given this grace and we have been baptized into Christ.
今天我们感谢主，我们有这个恩典，已经受洗归入基督。
So what we need to do now is to fulfill the law because the promise of God is that with the presence of the Spirit, we can act out the righteous requirements of the law according to Paul in Romans.
所以我们可以照这这个来，我们要成全这个律法，就能够借着圣灵，就好像保罗在罗马书所提到的这个爱人如己一样。
Simply it means that we should love others.
也就是说我们要爱别人，好像爱自己一样。
How do we love ourselves?
我们怎么爱我们自己呢？
We always care for ourselves. We hope that we will not be harmed. You know.
我们照顾自己，使到自己不陷在这个就是伤害当中。
So as Christian, the same amount of love that we have shown to ourselves should be also shown to others.
所以我们怎么样来去爱自己的程度，也要这样照常的来去爱别人。
We know that this is extremely difficult, very very difficult.
这是非常非常的困难。
But we are given this mission to fulfill the law.
但是我们已经给了这个使命，就是要来去成全这个律法。
We find that in preaching the word of God.
所以在我们传神的福音的过程，
we must not forget that we must fulfill the law as well.
我们在传福音当中，我们要来去成全这个律法。
Now we look at the chapter 6.
我们看第六章。
Chapter 6 verse 2.
第六章的第二节。
Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ.
你们个人的重担要互相担当，如此就完全了基督的律法。
This is a very simple example.
这是一个很简单的一个例子。
When you see that someone is having a burden, shouldering a burden.
当你看到别人有重担的时候，
how do we feel about it?
我们的感觉是怎么样的呢？
Say within the community of faith.
这个信仰团体当中。
If you see that someone is burdened.
如果我们发觉到有些人是有重担的。
What is our reaction or response towards that person?
我们的反应是怎么样的呢？
Someone we just, you know, we just react as if nothing has happened.
你说我们的反应就是说什么事情都没有发生。
It means that our heart is not there yet to love one another.
就是说我们的心还没有到那里，那个程度就是爱人如己的程度。
When the same event or same burden is being placed on us.
如果同样的一件事情，一样的重担放在我们身上的话。
Then we will feel that we want people to understand us, we want others to help us.
那我们也希望别人能够帮助我们，了解我们。
When others are in trouble,
当别人有困难的时候，
we cannot sympathize with them.
我们不能够怜悯他们。
It's going to show that there's still a distance between where we are now and the level that Christ has set for us.
所以也告诉我们，我们现在的阶段跟基督要我们达到的阶段还有一大的距离。
So what Christ wants to see really is not what we have done, but rather can we fulfill the law, the requirements of love.
基督要看的不是我们所做的是什么，就是要看的我们能不能够完全这个律法。
So this is our duty.
这是我们的责任。
We look at another example.
我们看另外一个例子。
We turn to Romans.
我们看罗马书。
Romans chapter 13.
罗马书的第十三章。
13, we read verse 8.
我们看第八节。
Now, owe no one anything except to love one another, for he who loves one another has fulfilled the law.
凡事都不可亏欠人，唯有彼此相爱，要常以为亏欠，因为爱人的完全的律法。
What does it mean not to owe anyone anything?
这里说不可亏欠人是什么意思呢？
I think in another translation it means that you cannot cause harm to others.
另外一个翻译就是说不要来去伤害别人。
Whatever you do, whatever you said, you cannot cause harm to others.
你所做，你所讲的不可以来去伤害别人。
This is the most basic requirement.
这是最基本的一个要求。
Basic requirements in terms of loving one another.
这是一个最基本我们说到彼此相爱的一个要求。
Now we read verse 10, yeah?
我们看第十节。
The same chapter, verse 10.
第十节。
Love does not harm to a neighbor, therefore love is the fulfillment of the law.
爱是不加害于人。人的所以就完全的立法。
The fact that if we do not harm others,
如果我们不加害伤害别人
regardless how we are treated by others,
不管我们怎么被人来去对待
we have fulfilled the law.
我们就完全的立法。
Right? And our life is pleasing in His eyes.
在神的眼中，我们是讨主喜悦的。
In fact, these are the things that we need to take into consideration, especially within the community of faith.
所以在信仰团体当中，我们要注意这些的事项。
Always demand ourselves to love.
当然我们要求自己来去爱别人。
We must learn not to be affected by the unloving gestures of others. The harm that people has inflicted upon us.
当然我们也要学习怎么样来去不因别人这种怎么来去不受别人的加害而受到影响。
We turn to James.
我们看雅各书。
We turn to James. We read chapter
2. 雅各书的第二章。
James chapter 2, we read verse 8.
第二章的第八节。
If you really fulfill the royal law according to the scriptures, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. You do well.
经上记着说要爱人如己。
We read verse 9.
第九节。
But if you show partiality, you commit sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors.
你们爱人子，你们若全守这至尊的律法就是好的。第九节，但你们若按外貌待人，便是犯罪，被律法定为犯罪的。
Even showing partiality is a sin.
甚至以一种就是偏待的心来去待人是一个罪。
Meaning that we have not fulfilled the law as required.
也就是说，我们没有完全这个律法的律法上的要求。
That's why when we look at our life.
所以当我们看我们的生活。
We have to examine our mindset.
我们要来去看来思考察一下，审查一下我们的思想。
Our actions.
我们的动作。
Every part of our life have to be examined.
我们各方面的生活，我们都要来去审查一下。
To make sure that we can clearly and fully fulfill the law of God.
直到我们真的能够来去成全完全这个律法。
That's why Paul says we must be renewed on a daily basis.
所以保罗告诉我们，我们要天天来去更新。
Actually, it's not easy.
这不是简单的。
We need God's mercy to help us.
我们需要神的怜悯来去帮助我们。
So that our mindset can be changed and we become Christ-like.
直到我们的这种心态能够改变，好像基督的心一样。
Though there may be still a distant from where we are now till the to what Christ has set for us.
虽然我们现在跟基督的要求的距离还有一段距离。
But we must continue to pursue.
我们要不断的追求。
Today we are very thankful to God.
今天我们非常感谢神。
Because we have the Holy Spirit.
我们有圣灵。
Now we come back to chapter 5 of Galatians.
我们看回加拉太书的第五章。
Actually the loving others or not to love others is a struggle.
其实要不要爱别人是一个挣扎。
We read chapter 5.
我们看第五章。
We read verse 15.
十五节。
But if you bite and devour one another, beware lest you be consumed by one another.
你们要谨慎，若相咬相吞，只怕要彼此消灭了。
You can choose to love one another.
你可以选择彼此相爱。
Or love your neighbor as yourself.
或者爱人如己一样。
Or we can choose to bite one another.
你也可以选择要来去相咬相交。
Eventually to our own destruction.
最终只会使到自己灭亡。
It's like the line is very thin.
就像这个线是非常的薄的。
And sometimes if our mind is a bit twisted, then we will start biting one another.
有时候我们的心 一转变，我们就可能来去彼此来去相相咬相
吞。But if our mind is kept by the Spirit,
但是如果我们的心啊是被圣灵来去守着的话
，then we shall surely fulfill the law by loving one another.
将我们就能够完成这个律法来去彼此相爱。
We read verse 16.
我们看第十六节。
I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
所以我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情。
Because the flesh lusts against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh.
因为情欲和圣灵是相争，圣灵和情欲是相争的。
We are always engaged. We all get tangled up in this battle all the time.
很多时候我们都在这两个就是说两个征战当中。
So we must be led by the Spirit.
所以我们应该要顺着圣灵。
So the greatest duty as Christian in this world is to be led by the Spirit.
所以基督徒最大的责任在身这个世上就是要顺着圣灵而行。
So that we can overcome our lust and our desire.
所以我们能够胜过肉体的情欲。
And can bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
才能够结出圣灵的果子。
So after sanctification, after justification.
所以称义之后。
We need to be what?We need to be led by the Spirit.
我们应该要当顺着圣灵而行。
Okay, before we pray, anything you want to add on?
有没有我们祷告之前有没有什么要补充的？